If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
Tropical storm lashes Florida.
The rain's coming at all angles, hitting us right in the forehead right now.
More bodies found in condo debris.
Our primary goal right now is to bring closure to the families.
A former first couple's 75th anniversary.
I've had an almost perfect wife. I've been very lucky.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Tropical storm Elsa is making life miserable along Florida's Gulf Coast. Heavy rain, flooding, and power outages. It's lingering near Tampa and is expected to make landfall today. CBS's Maria Villarreal reports this morning from Holmes Beach, just south of Tampa.
Overnight, Elsa pounding Florida's west coast, unpacking winds of up to 75 miles an hour and dumping up to 15 inches of rain.
You can see by the palm trees that it's blowing everywhere. It's coming at all angles.
The force of the waves coming from the Gulf of Mexico, sending water crashing over seawalls and turning roads into rivers further inland.
The wind kind of knocked me over. We had a decent gust and knocked me over.
Businesses and city buildings shuttered as nearly three dozen Florida counties declared states of emergency.
CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
The one thing that has proved to be the problem with this storm is the rain, and there has been a ton of it, particularly in Sarasota County, where there have been spots that are now closing in on a foot of rain. The rain bands now extend well east of the center of the storm.
In Surfside, Florida, the confirmed death toll is 36 in the rubble of what was a condo complex. CBS's Manuel Bajorquez has the latest.
Sifting through a mountain of concrete, steel, and debris, rescue crews continue the round-the-clock search for survivors. But good news is in short supply.
Key things we're looking for, void space, livable spaces, you know, we're not coming across that.
A few blocks away, four of those lost were laid to rest. The Guada family, Marcus, Anna, and their 10 and 4-year-old daughters, Lucia and Emma. The two young sisters were placed together in the same white casket adorned with ribbons.
There's word Haiti's president has been assassinated, the latest chapter in decades of political turmoil. CBS's Vicky Barker.
Prime Minister Claude Joseph telling local radio that what he called an armed commando group broke into Jovenel Moïse's private residence overnight, fatally shooting the 53-year-old president. The motive is not yet known. Joseph says the men allegedly spoke Spanish, not French or Haitian Creole.
Moïse's wife was seriously injured in the attack, but some reports now say she did not survive her wounds. In eastern Syria, there's word U.S. forces and a group backed by Washington foiled an attack with drones on a base housing members of the U.S.-led coalition. And in Iraq, 14 rockets hit a base that's home to U.S. troops. Three people suffered minor injuries. The Delta variant of the coronavirus now accounts for more than 80% of new infections in parts of the Midwest. CBS's Nancy Chen is in Springfield, Missouri, where there's been a sharp rise in hospitalizations over the last 2 weeks.
14 states, including Missouri, still have less than 50% of their populations vaccinated. The rate of COVID cases is almost three times higher in states with low vaccination rates.
We wouldn't want to be in this position again.
Dr. Meryl Juarez is a pulmonary critical care physician at Missouri's Mercy Hospital Springfield, where they've had to add a second COVID ICU due to the rise in hospitalizations.
We have patients as young as newborns or 30 plus. The disease process is faster than before, and they are getting sicker sooner than before.
There's a call for people to donate blood. Nationally, blood centers have less than a one-day supply, and some hospitals have had to postpone surgeries. COVID lockdowns stalled blood drives by corporations, schools, and religious organizations. NYU Langone Surgeon-in-Chief Paresh Shah says the situation is severe.
We were down to such a low inventory of blood that if we had one major transfusion event, we would have been depleted completely.
2 weeks ago, Eric Adams was confident he'd win New York City's Democratic primary for mayor.
New York City said, our first choice is Eric Adams. Yeah!
But when the voting ended, the complex ranked voting system unfolded. There was a tallying mishap, and now the Associated Press has declared Adams the winner. The Brooklyn Borough president and former cop will be heavily favored in the general election, aiming to become the city's second black mayor. California is set to approve reparations of up to $25,000 to victims who were sterilized decades ago, some were as young as 13, because the state said they were unfit to have children. Also in California, Britney Spears' court-appointed attorney has filed paperwork to resign from her conservatorship. Spears was critical of Samuel Ingham during her speech to a judge last month when she made it clear she wants her freedom. Flamboyant sprinter Sha'Carri Richardson has been left off the U.S. Olympic team. CBS's Steve Futterman.
She was disqualified from competing in the 100-meter event when she was given a 30-day suspension after testing positive for marijuana. But that left the possibility that she could still take part in the 4x100-meter relay, which is being held after her suspension ends.
Well, the Phoenix Suns took Game 1 of the NBA Finals, 118-105 over the Milwaukee Bucks. Chris Paul had 32 points. He linked up with big man DeAndre Ayton on ABC.
Ayton! Pursues that rebound. What a connection.
Ayton had 22 points and 19 rebounds. Game 2 is tomorrow night. Well, former President Jimmy Carter and wife Rosalynn are celebrating their 75th wedding anniversary today. They are the longest married presidential couple in American history.
We resolved many years ago not to ever end a day without being reconciled.
So you always kiss each other goodnight?
Yes, at least.
Their relationship began when he was home from the U.S. Naval Academy.
First time I had a date with him, I came home and mother said, you know, I like Jimmy. He has the nicest smile. So he's had a nice smile for a long time.
Mr. Carter has called their marriage a full partnership.
I've had an almost perfect wife. We've got a large and growing family. I've been very lucky.
He says the secret to a long-lasting marriage is to marry the right person. For some of us, retirement means finding just the right place to live.
According to Bankrate, the best state to live your best retirement life is in Georgia. The financial services company looked at all kinds of stats for its rankings. For one, affordability. The Peach State has a low cost of living and tax rates. Its warm weather is also a plus. After Georgia, though, Florida, Tennessee, Missouri, and Massachusetts are among the best states to retire in. Bankrate says Maryland is the worst. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
In western Montana, wildlife officials say a grizzly bear attacked and killed a bicyclist who was camping in Ovando, a small wilderness town. The local sheriff says the bear had wandered into the campsite a few times before the fatal attack. Using helicopters, officials have been trying to find the bear to kill it. A longtime resident says it's the first fatal bear mauling she can recall. That's the CBS World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast for the Late Show with my producer, Becca. Becca, how long have you been producing this podcast?
I've been producing this podcast for 2 years now.
And your favorite thing about it?
The extended moments, for sure.
Right, because sometimes I'll interview like a big star for 25 minutes, and we can only put like 14 minutes on air. Where can people get that?
On The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
And who produces that?
I help out. It's a team effort.